We have made it clear that a rugby league team in Papua New Guinea is in the best interest of the United States of America. Our directive would be to establish a rugby league team in Port Moresby. We would then support this team with a strong U.S. military presence in the region. We then deploy U.S. ships and tanks, culminating in a U.S.-backed rocket right up Xi Jinping's ass. Thank you for coming.
Hello and welcome to Balls Out, No Flops. Today we're giving you the lost tapes. Obviously, we experienced technical difficulties last week, so we're going to do Ray's draw idea, plenty of stuff with Morton, hamstring gate, DCM and DCT, which will be explained further because I don't have no idea what that is. I've been trying to find this song on Spotify and I can't find it. It must be gone. I think they've taken their work off.
It was there. Big guests this week. Started with a big guest there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's Biden. Biden is weighing in on the rugby league in Port Moresby. Expansion. Anyway, we've got to write that down. We didn't write that down. Expansion gate. Okay. Yeah, last week we had some fucking terrible. We recorded probably the best podcast we've ever done, if not the best podcast ever done.
You literally, as soon as we finished, went, that is, what'd you say?
Solid.
Solid, which is high praise.
Yeah, it was a fucking solid effort.
Devastating. I don't want to sit in a room and talk with you guys unless it's fucking to do with a podcast. I don't have that time in my life.
I was actually...
sit here and chat too, with actually. You guys. Get out of here, mate. I got a life to live.
Tell us what you do in that life to live.
What's that?
How are you spending that time?
Oh, mate, marvelously. I spend it with friends on the weekend. We had some shrooms and watched some rugby league.
Do they go great together? They
amazingly go together. It's amazing. But some of the heads, though, yeah, you're right. There was some like the Bellin was a standout.
Oh, mate, that fucking comb forward, dumb and dumber haircut he's got.
And he just looked like he's like dementia, and like you'd have to tell him every 2 minutes that he's a rugby league player and, you know, to hit it up and just to keep reminding him. And then the fucking chin guy in Melbourne. We have got a new chin. Is it McDonald's? I think it is. That chin is...
Wow.
It's not a double chin, it's a quad.
He used his face as a shovel.
It looks like the same shovel from our childhood.
Mm. Oh, my God. That was just fucking...
from Mr. Squiggle.
Ridiculous.
It's like Brent Tate and Nathan Cleary had a child.
Mm. And Ash in Evil Dead 2 when he gets his face... Evil Dead 3 when he's getting sucked into the vortex.
The three of them had a child.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a very enjoyable experience. Yeah. There was all sorts of funny things.
I remember watching rugby league with this girl... And we've both taken...
It always gets dark when he starts talking about girls.
Was she watching it against her will?
Or? Yeah, she was tied up. we're watching, we're taking MMDA. And,
MMDA, okay. Yeah.
MDMA?
Mixed martial arts.
Oh, no, MDMA. Mixed martial arts. You've taken mixed martial
arts. That's how we got it all.
Mixed martial arts. And I'm just sitting there. Tripping balls, watching it, and just having a laugh, and you know, and she was in tears. So these poor, beautiful men—they're sacrificing their.
Oh, Jesus.
But she did say this is probably in the '80s, maybe early '90s.
Yeah.
She said they're sacrificing their brains for us.
Oh,
yeah, CTE.
Just profit.
Yeah.
And so they should. Someone's got to. Like, if you're going to sacrifice,
James Graham has. He sacrificed his brain. People, have you heard him on 360?
Yeah, no good.
No, terrible.
He stumbles.
I can't stand that show anymore.
No. Completely you need Kenty. It. You like Kenty, don't you?
He's all
right. He's a prick. He's a fucking, you need him in there.
You need a prick. You need a prick.
But,
have you thought about applying for the job?
I'd love it.
People sacrifice their lives for religion and all that sort of. There's people out there sacrificing their lives all the time. So why can't these players just accept the fact that they're going to sacrifice their mental health and their brains?
So sacrificing their lives for religion. Let's get back to that. Okay. So we're talking maybe let's say suicide bomber.
Do we have to?
Okay. Could we have a suicide concussion?
Oh,
player that's really depressed that just wants to die, kill himself during that game.
I can see a kickoff. Okay, let's just kick off
that. That's at 5 minutes. 5 minutes of 28. Is that a thing? Could that be a thing?
I think last game, if I was a rugby league player and I was playing my last game, I got nothing else to do after that. I would go in head first to do the most craziest tackle ever and probably die.
Here we go.
Kamikaze tackle.
Here we go, Ray. Here's the last three pictures on the Balls Out No Flops Twitter. Tell the good people what you see, because once they hear your descriptions of these three pictures, like, picture one, what
Cody
do you see?
Cody Walker, like, at least have dark, like, I thought he'd have dark skin. The paleness even just makes me sick
that
around
is a
his stomach.
50-year-old's gut.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
So that's picture one.
On
what
Twitter.
Are we seeing next, Larry Floyd?
We're seeing the great Cam McInnes in all his glory.
You know what you're looking at there? You're looking at the New South Wales hooker.
Is his eye missing?
Yep, his eye is missing. And then I put in Roger Ramcock.
Oh, Jesus.
This chin guy. Oh, I don't even want to. That can't be right. It's got to be some AI shit.
Yeah.
He needs to grow a beard.
His nickname is The Chin. Is as it? Well, appropriately. Yeah.
His fucking beard will start at his belly button.
That's worse than Cleary.
Oh, yeah.
Get on Twitter, guys, and check this guy's chin out. It is ridiculous.
That can't be right.
No. It was getting in the way. We're watching the game, and I know we're off our heads, but like he was trying to make tackles, and it was getting in the way.
He's on the like Mount Rushmore of chins, that guy. He's killing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that.
Oh. Look at this. Now you listen. And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
What's it going to be?
You got too much to handle there, mate.
Yeah.
Before you just had the dead. Now you got laptops. You're squinting. There's all sorts of shit.
Gene, whatever, the guy when they landed on the moon, the guy on all the controls back on Earth. You're all over it.
We need Jimmy the Hand to
is troubleshooting from remote troubleshooting. But what we're doing now in the meantime is I have to plug the laptop in and run it through a specific audio software. Which just stopped for some reason, so I've had to restart it.
Wake me up when he's done.
Sorry, I inconvenienced you by troubleshooting and doing all the fucking behind the scenes work.
I appreciate you, Larry.
You kid?
I did the same flop as last week. The Warriors are fucked. I said it last week in the lost tapes, and I'll say it again. They're shit.
Yeah.
They drew with Manly, then they lost to Dragons, Titans, Knights. They got pumped by the Roosters.
Yeah. We should have beat them. We were up by two in the last 5 minutes. We should have got them.
We should have beat them.
Mate, they were down like 10-12-0 after 5 minutes. They're down a try after 40 seconds. Johnson's injured now. John Shaunson's injured.
Yeah. Yep.
You're out of here.
He was injured from a chicken wing, right? A
big time chicken wing.
And there wasn't even a penalty for it, was it?
It was one of the worst ones I've seen in a long time.
That was also more than the all-you-can-eat chicken wings at Rouse Hill.
Yeah, I was going to say, it also prompted me to eat a lot of chicken wings that night. Put the idea in my head. You start talking chicken wings at 2:38 on a fucking Sunday afternoon. It's chicken wing Sunday.
What else is there to talk about?
Yeah, they're not looking good. Hopefully, look, it's just relieve some space for the Raiders in the eight.
It's not about the Raiders, mate.
Well,
it's about the Warriors. Everyone thought this was a top four team.
Yeah, I know.
If we go back
good.
To the unlost tapes, I told you at the start of the year. Flash in the pan. Gone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I think you have been proven correct so far. Mm. What, they lost five now? Yeah. Or six?
And to shit teams, apart from the Roosters. Yeah. Like, they've lost to trash.
Mm. Yep.
They're gone. Sack him.
Yeah.
I've got
any of them.
Well, there's only been one sacking so far, right?
Not enough sackings.
No.
Another sack.
Sack whack, at least.
Actually got a really good idea for coaches, but I'll tell you later. Okay. I dreamt it.
Oh, that's when all the good ideas come.
Here at Balls Out, No Flops, we dream in rugby league.
That's how Keith Richards did his riffs. He dreamt them, and then he'd wake up in the middle of the night and hum them into an old recorder. He woke up in the middle of the night once, and he always had a little recorder beside his bed, and he just literally mumbled the riff for satisfaction into it, went back to sleep, and two days later, couldn't remember it, but hit play, and there it was.
What the fuck?
It is, one of the biggest hits in rock and roll history.
So next time, Ray Carney, have an idea in the middle of the night, record it.
I do, and that's only when I have ideas. That's the only time I have ideas.
You roll over, wake up, a chick with three cunts, and then fall back to sleep.
A chicken with 15 wings.
And a chick with three.
My lost tapes flop last week was the old fucking Poindexter nerd Cherry Evans only going to the judiciary once in his whole fucking career. That is pathetic, mate. You're a rugby league player. Act like it. How can a player, how many years? It's been 10 years? 15
longer.
15 years? And he's only been in judiciary once. You're not playing the game right, mate. Nah. So that's get your act together.
He's the kid at school that would have told the teacher we forgot to give homework.
That's right, dibby dobber. I couldn't believe that, mate.
Mrs. Johnson, you didn't give us homework. You forgot to give us homework.
He's also the kid. Remember when we were kids, Floyd?
We would have been pelting shit at him.
They literally would have a cartoon of a guy like yourself who doesn't have a lot of neck. And they have this is a compliment. And they have a tick. Okay. It's like, play rugby league. They'd have a picture of a kid with a giraffe neck, like Cherry Evans, and it would have a big red cross for it.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Exactly. I do. Okay.
It's like, you can't play rugby league.
It was a book. It was like you had a maths book. There was a rugby league book.
It was like, there were that many head highs and coat hangers. It's like, you can't play for a neck that size because you're actually going to get killed. Speaking of, I remember one time when my brother's 6 years older than me, and he'd have his mates over, and they used to torment the shit out of me.
Yes.
And I used to, do my best as a young Morton. I can't remember what I did one day, but I outraged them, and they chased me across my own backyard. It's like 18-year-olds, and I'm 11, 12. It's like three of them, and they want to kill me. And I remember one of his mates, Branko something, shout out to you, Branko. He ran in, literally ran, he clotheslined himself on my clothesline.
Oh, shit.
He was running that fast when his neck hit the old Hills hoist.
Yeah.
I kid you not, his feet went higher than the hoist. I've never seen someone.
How fucking much did you laugh at that, though?
Mate, I laughed, pissed myself, and stopped running, and the other two beat the shit out of me. Yeah. But it was worth it.
Yeah.
I digress.
That's great. No, not at all.
But yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I was talking to Duke today, and it goes into another. He reckons we should have a new segment called You Cunts Are Taking the Piss.
Yep.
And I said, well, that's just an extension of Balls Out No
Flops.
That's
pretty, yep.
Which takes me into, has anyone got a Balls Out of Flop to go still?
Because
I want to move through then. Yeah, go on.
Quick balls out to some of the young halves coming through, and one in particular for Melbourne, son of Rod, Tyron Wishart. He had a fucking blinder, I thought. Don't you reckon? And he looks exactly like fucking Rod Wishart.
He does look exactly like. I don't want to talk about that game, but
doesn't have his legs. No,
because
not happy with it.
The ball men. We switched on that game about four times.
Yeah.
Floyd picked Storm.
In our tips.
I picked Sharks. Okay. I said, change it to Sharks. He's like, do you want to change it to Sharks?
No,
I'm like, yeah. Then Nico is out, and we're like, nah.
Change it.
We changed it back, and it fucking hate that.
Fucked us.
Fuck that. And what about that Harry Grant thing in that game?
Oh, that's a flop.
Stop it with that shit.
What happened?
He just kicked.
Sin bin. Fucking outrageous. Like seriously, if that's where we're going with the game, I know the game's going amazing, and that's what all the commentators keep saying, how good's the game. But if people are walking away because of that shit, there were so many people on the chats, on Facebook socials saying, I'm done. I turned it off after that.
That wouldn't have been a foul in soccer.
Oh,
no, that's
like, honestly, that would have been play on in soccer.
It was. And he got 10 in the bin for it.
Was it an obstruction?
There's a kick. This kid, Daniel Atkinson.
I was sorry. So I did watch it.
Atkinson kicks.
You got to remember that was after the South game, right?
Yeah.
That was directly after the South game. So it was a bit fucking.
And fucking Grant's just running through.
Yeah.
You know, like he just brushed him with his leg totally unintentionally. Kid didn't get knocked over. There's nothing.
Not even a penalty.
How's the fucking the obstruction? Not the obstruction rule, but the blocker rule now.
Mm, they're all just going over
they're
the top.
They're just fucking. I can't five defenders in. Yeah. Falls
stop
over.
It. Just stop it.
And they're stopping the try. It's ridiculous.
And the whole kick. The what is it now? The escort, whatever thing it is. It's just that's the terrible.
Disruptor.
Sounds cool, but it's not.
Yeah, it sounds like a ride at Disneyland.
I wouldn't mind it. Get a disruptor. You know what else is a fucking flop? Fucking hamstrings.
Oh, well, that leads me into Cunts Are Taking the Piss. That's our new segment. And the first cab off the rank for Cunts Taking the Piss is Hamstring Gate.
Oh, if I could have bet at the start of the year that Trbojevic would get a hamstring a couple of weeks for Origin.
Yeah, that's a given.
8 weeks he's out for.
Every fucking year it happens.
That's a given. So many, though. Is it because...
Cleary twice.
Yep.
Is it because now...
8 weeks now.
This is maybe just a silly idea, but the kickers have got even more time now, and they're putting in those weird kicks, which require more purchase in the kick.
Purchase.
And I feel like that's why... Because a lot of the halves are doing their hammers through these
kicking. Can I tell you why it is?
Here we go.
I'll be actually serious because
I was going to say it's like shagging on a different angle.
Mm. Oh, that's hard.
Yeah,
that's rough in your 50s. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
it's because the six again rule. The game's got a lot faster.
Yeah, yep.
Right. So let's take that as the first key indicator. Then the next thing is the ball is in play all the fucking time. All right, so the ball always. In play all the time. You got no rest. There's not those little micro rests that you get through, okay? With the six again, when that used to be a penalty, you'd stop, you'd rest, you'd breathe, they'd kick out, you'd reset, and you'd go. Okay, that might happen four or five times a game. That's not happening at all anymore. Okay, so
that's
the cunts are in play the whole time, and you would stop. Obviously, can't do it. It's a very, very rough game.
Yeah.
And going for, you know, full 80 of running.
That's right. And I think it's a lot of, like, fucking the training as well. They're very high tech with their training now. They've got all these new stretches, and it's got to take it back.
Humans
old school,
need to
mate.
Evolve.
They
we
do.
Need to we need a different hamstring setup.
It's interesting, like, with the stuff with Manly in the off season.
Yeah.
You know, the Desi going to court for the Keith Tippmann. So there's a lot of talk about the training being too extreme, especially pre-season training. Mm. And logically, if you're not training enough for a game that's so demanding, that's going to lead to injuries as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a very fine line. Like, training less is not going to make you prepared for what you just laid out.
Or they're training more. They're going even harder because there's even more pressure now by the media. It always goes back to the media. The media's put so much pressure on the comp now where you need to succeed straight away. And I just feel like maybe the training could be even harder.
I think it's a simpler thing, to be honest.
Go on. I'd like to hear this.
It's too many games.
Right.
Just this flat out for the Floyd contact.
Doesn't like that.
But there is.
For the type
of sport that rugby league is, the amount of games they play, and then your elites. So this week we had Trbojevic, Cleary, Hines, John Shaunson, Brimson, Tuivasa, Sheck.
Reynolds last week.
Some pretty big names, right? And there's shitloads more.
And Pex as well.
Like, and then some of those guys are meant to play three Origin games and they're meant to play an Indigenous game at the start of the year.
Yeah.
You're talking 30, 35 games for these guys.
Yeah.
In this sport. Now, if you look at contact sports in other parts of the world, where guys are not on the field for the whole time.
Yeah.
Like NFL would be an obvious example.
Yeah.
The season is so much shorter.
What about ice hockey?
Are they on the
ice?
But they're on and off. But they're on and off. Yeah. They're doing line changes all the time where like literally the whole team's on and off, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to ice hockey violence this week in the playoffs, yes, by the way. Good. God bless ice hockey. Although there was one yesterday right at the end of Vancouver and Edmonton. There's a bit of a brouhaha at the end of the game. And one guy comes behind and pushes a player, and then the guy sort of crumples, and the guy just, he has his stick, and he just hits him in the neck with it. It's brutal. They're playing too many fucking games.
I got two words for you.
They're playing too many games.
Two words for your thing there. Poor Didham, so they can fucking play more games. They've got a fucking week off.
That's a
I think the
get
quality...
Get them out there and play, and if they get injured, they get injured. Give the young guys a new go.
Well, look, I'm sure we're going to talk about it, but they're talking about in 2 or 3 years going to 20 teams. What, we're going to play fucking 40 games a year? It's time that everyone plays each other once.
That's right. That's where we'll get to with the 20
clubs. Do it for real. And I'm telling you, real fans and casual fans, if you get to the point where there's 8 or 9 home games a year...
Yep.
And fuck this, if you get Perth in and you get whoever else in, PNG or Central Coast apparently, or whatever the fuck you want, we'll get to that,
yep,
then no selling home games to anyone else, no fucking games away, like everyone plays those, and those 8 or 9 home games become a big deal,
yep,
because you have limited chances. If you can only see South 8 times a year, you know what you're doing? You're fucking going.
Well,
mate,
I have been going.
they play too many games, yeah, and they don't want to say it because of TV rights and shit, but we... This is what, if they cut the games back, the other thing you can do is you can make Origin weak.
Yeah. Got
because
to,
we're about
go.
To
add,
we're about to hit
times.
This stupid fucking period of about
it's mayhem.
What, 10 fucking weeks?
Oh, mayhem.
Where we're supposed to be in a professional sport and it gets totally compromised by a side issue.
Yep.
Yep.
When half the players aren't even fucking eligible to play Origin because they're all Pacific Islanders.
It's an terrible. Exhibition match.
What a great opportunity for the national game to fucking thrive. The Pacific competition. Yep. Have a fucking Pacific knockout competition.
I say take it to 20 teams, do it, but then everyone plays each other once.
Yeah,
do it for real. There's too many games, man.
All right, well, let's hang on. Let's have a little break, and then we'll go to expansion gate.
This never happened to the other fella.
Exhausted after that serious rugby league conversation.
That was a rant. So expansion gate, right? We got
someone say something silly.
Ponga. That's a stupid name.
It is, isn't it?
Ponga.
I met up with a mate from school the other day. He's got nothing to do with it. And we just reminded each other that we'd sit around for hours, like a bunch of us, 6, 8 of us. And like for an hour, every sentence would start with, "You're so poor that."
And okay.
I mean, when life was that simple, life was good.
When you're poor, isn't it? So they're looking at expanding, right? So yes. Blandy's has come out and
said... So's Ray. He's got a...
I am.
You tell me he's got an Arnold Schwarzenegger app on his phone.
Yep.
He's fucking expanding. Look at him. He's expanding everywhere. Expanding.
You're very well-dressed today. What's up with that? Explain your outfit.
This is the Ray's winter collection, 2024, so...
That's pretty good.
The RWC, mate. Yeah. It'll be online.
So, going to Perth, right? So, what's that, 2 hours behind?
Are they... Wow.
They basically all
it'd be 3 hours behind at the start of the year.
Yeah, at the start of the year, it'd be 3 hours behind. So that's all for TV rights, right?
Correct.
So that's another game on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday night.
Yep.
That's an extra game there.
Yep.
I don't mind the Perth.
Without
I don't mind.
Bye.
Because it's out,
we've
of
got to go national.
It's out of the East Coast time zone. You can slot it early. You can slot it late.
Do you reckon we've got to go national?
We've got to go one in Perth. That's one of the big major cities in Australia.
Yeah, they tried it before. Failed.
Yeah, I know. But now rugby league is, you know, it's
I like the Western Reds jersey.
Right, and rugby's dead, so it's a great opportunity.
All right.
The Western Force in rugby are a fucking horrible team. They're fucking dying in the ass there. But it's only got AFL there. There's a market there. We can get it.
Rugby.
Yeah. I think so.
All right.
I'm a Central Coast man. I think it should be Central. Because every time we put any old fucking shit game there and they pack it out.
Yeah,
they love
true.
Their footy, man, so give them a team.
Well, there's
give
one there as
team.
Well. One in Central Coast.
We got to go PNG, mate.
Yeah, well, apparently it's a political thing.
I don't know how it is a political thing.
It's a big time political thing.
The Americans want to back. American government wants to back the NRL team in PNG.
It's a fucking China thing.
Yeah, exactly.
This is cultural links. Why do you think everyone's so all the Western world's tied to America culture?
Mm.
So PNG, the big sporting culture, is our game.
Yeah, that's true,
and it links them to us. And when Wayne Bennett's coaching the PNG, whoever the fuck they are,
he's not finishing that contract. Yeah, that will be his last coaching job.
What a day that'll be.
PNG, he's going to stumble into the wrong part of the fucking forest. And
I love a PNG.
I don't want a soft name, though. I want a hardcore name.
How fucking good would PNG? I'd love to watch. I'd never miss a
murderers. PNG murderers.
Murderers, yeah.
I'd never miss a PNG home game. I'd be watching
them. But they wouldn't play. Surely they wouldn't play in.
Yes.
They wouldn't be based in PNG.
Not every game. They're going to be based in Queensland.
No. Are you fucking off your tits?
No, they have to play there.
You'd have to have American security and.
Pappenhausen's going to relocate to PNG?
He's not.
They'll worship him.
Good.
You can't put a team located in there. You can go there for a game.
No.
Do you not know the geopolitical landscape?
This is what we're trying to change.
But the shit thing is they're going
to
base
Have you been
them-
to Penrith?
I have.
Well, I rest my case.
They're going to base them in North Queensland, and that's the part I don't like about it. You can't have a team that's
Bugging
you.
They have to play in Moresby.
What about a barge?
They can't play there.
Can't we put them on a barge?
Yeah, we've always wanted a game on a barge, haven't we?
But a whole fucking stadium and team living on a barge.
God, that'd be good. Can,
oh, how good's that? We're going to the barge. Instead of Magic Weekend, we got Barge Weekend.
Scrumboat.
Okay, I don't know anything about Scrumboat, but I love those words. Yeah. I love that name.
Scrumboat.
And if you flip it, it's still got something. Boat Scrum.
Scrumboat.
Scrumboat, that's great.
So it reminds me of one of the porns I saw when I was
the Scrumboat.
Mate, there'd be plenty of loose arms on the Scrumboat, Ray Carney.
Scrumboat, I don't know. I've written that down because
arm the fuck out of it on the Scrumboat.
Maybe you can mix two of my.
They'd be looking for the life raft.
Two of my ideas. I remember I had the idea of a gypsy team where they're just traveling constantly. They don't have
that was Souths last
their
year.
Own stadium. Yeah. They just travel. They come into town in their fucking rickety fucking.
Latrell's got to be in that team. Latrell's got to be on that team because he loves fucking signing autographs for the kiddies and doing all that shit. He just doesn't want to play footy or train.
Maybe Papua New Guinea do that. They just travel around Australia. Yeah.
No, they travel around Papua New Guinea, motherfucker.
They're not coming back.
Shut it. God.
But, yeah, anyway, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, so the game's expanding, apparently.
Well, yeah, so that's the... I don't even know about another team in Brisbane. I think that's enough in Queensland.
Are New Zealand up for a team? Team two?
Yeah, they are too.
South Island?
The Vlandys has already come out and mentioned...
The South Island Sons of Bitches?
South Island. Seahawks.
South Island Scrumboats.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, they're in. They're in. That's straight in.
They could play in Invercargill, right on the southern tip of New Zealand. I've been down there. Invercargill needs a bit of a fucking...
Is it like Tasmania-like?
Mate, it's you can feel Antarctica from there.
Oh, really?
South Island, I heard, is the best.
It's fucking great.
South's the best.
Yeah.
I'd have to go there. I'll forget
you. You can play a game at the bottom of France, Joseph.
We'll all go. We'll get like one of those small vans and we'll travel.
It's a great drive.
We'll all sleep in there as well.
How about we sail down there? In a boat, a scrum boat.
We take your blow-up mattress?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, all right.
Ray was doing disgraceful things on your blow-up mattress when you left the room, just so you know. I don't want to dob him in, but I will.
Yes.
All right, so.
Go PNG. We want to get a team there. You're soft cocks with this idea.
I'm happy for it to be out in the fucking.
We sent the Prime Minister's 13 up there. Nothing goes wrong.
The stadium nearly collapsed.
Doesn't matter. It didn't collapse. Have you been to Cogra?
No, I haven't actually.
It's shit.
Can I just lay on the line now? My draw idea. This came to me in a dream as well. A daydream. This fixes the draw. No. Don't start off with that. Now, he's taking deep breaths. He's all this. So the draw is based on the table from the year before. So first, the top four. Make their own groups. So
I'm looking at the current table as an example. Continue.
Yep. So, okay. The first place is in one group, second place in another group, third place in another group, and fourth place in another group. And then you get 6, 7, 8. They
and five.
Join 5, 6, 7, 8. They join. So 5 will join group 1 with first place, second group 2, and so on. And then we keep making our way down. That guarantees that you only play one team in the top 4 within the first few weeks of the NRL.
First 4 weeks, yeah.
First 4 weeks, and then it shifts. So then they start to play. So I've written all this out. I'm going to post it somewhere.
Oh, can you? I want you to do it on your wall.
Yeah,
and I want some red string going between.
Like
you're fucking tracking a serial killer from the 70s.
No.
I want that kind of shit.
This is what
I want it to be in a room that no one knows exists in your house. Like you open it up, like John Malkovich in The Line of Fire, and there's just pictures of Wayne Bennett with his head circled and shit like that.
It just guarantees.
I want it scribbled on notepads like the Unabomber, mate, like a manifesto.
Well, I spent half the day at work sorting it out. So well I've done. Got notepads, I've got everything.
That's no, but it's very easy.
That's what this country is built, it's very, fucking built on. Yeah. Doing other shit at work.
Very easy. It's equal for everyone.
So if you have 20 teams, then you've got 5 groups. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, you'd add another group. So you'd make it out of 5 or 6 or whatever. And then you just slot those teams in. So they're all divided, and then they all play each other once, and then they move into other groups. You don't, you're not paying attention enough to. I'm telling you now, a year or two, this is what they're going to do when they have those extra teams.
It has to be more fair, man, because we get
it's fucking one of the worst fucking problems in rugby league at the moment.
How
the
about
draw?
Our draw? South's draw.
It's terrible. And Cronulla. A walk in the park, mate. I know they've got a couple of hard games.
Like, even the teams that hit, like, you suddenly get the Broncos on an Origin week and fucking 3/4 of the team are out. So
that's the Roosters.
You'd never beat them.
Well, Sharks have got the Broncos
this year. You know what I
mean? Like,
during that period.
Shit like that drives me insane too. Yeah. And they never give it to the shit teams.
No. This is fail safe, and it gives you more onus on to trying to.
We love our onus here at Balls Out No Flops.
The higher you are, the better you are. But it's also just split so that you're not going to get top four teams back to back to back to back.
This fucking thing stopped again.
It's all right. We're playing on.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So
it's an idea.
I think that solves all the issues, mate.
Anyone can come up with a fucking idea that's better than what the draw is at the moment. Honestly, they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Can we talk about David Fifita?
Yep.
Oh,
like,
that, this is
this was just inevitable, right?
Yeah.
What a joke. This. Oh.
He was always going there.
Yeah.
Is he going this year, you reckon? To the Roosters?
I wouldn't be surprised. Who am I kidding? I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. Like,
that's all I got to say.
Okay, look. Let's have a look at this.
Everyone goes there.
They're just.
Are they killing rugby league though? Are the Roosters killing rugby league?
It's over. There is no salary cap. Just end it. Forget about it because it doesn't work. And just let these teams fucking be like the EPL and just let them have whatever.
Well, did you
see? Because I hate the fucking lying and the bullshit. Of course, he's going and getting more money in third parties and all sorts of stuff. He's not going to give away much money.
He'll be getting a unit at Bondi overlooking the beach.
What, did you see this thing of Ponga? Ponga's old man's bitching.
Yes.
Because Ponga had a third party deal from 2020, which hasn't been paid.
Hasn't been honored.
So then.
It's 6 figures.
It's gone
though.
To the NRL audit. Yeah, it's well over 6.
Well over 6.
NRL's onto it now. It was between Ponga. The third party is a Ponga and a business associate of one of the Knights' most powerful club figures, right? Mm. Under NRL cap rules, all third party. This bullshit. All third-party payment agreements must be made without any involvement of the football club. That's the... off. They're all made with the involvement of the football club.
They promise you those when you sign,
this has only come to light because the dodgy shit that goes on all the time, he didn't get paid.
Right.
Yep.
If he got paid, we'd never hear about
this.
Yep.
And no one would give a shit. And now, that's the rule. All third-party agreements must be made without any involvement of the football club. Is that even possible?
No.
Yep.
Of course there's involvement of the football club.
It's impossible because that's what they offer you when they're giving you a contract, right?
Yeah.
You get your contract, but then they give you the other fucking page, the back page of the contract that no one sees with all the extra money you're going to get.
And if you talk, if you
come play golf with this cunt and you get $100,000.
If you talk to anyone who played for the Roosters, like historically, you know, everyone goes, oh, you want to play in Bondi and you want to, it's not it, man. They all say the same thing. They set us up for life.
Yeah, that's right.
you listen to Fitler or any big name is being
That's right.
Cooper Cronk. It's like it's the off field and they set you up for the rest of your life, which means they're getting money up the kazoo. They're getting the business links up the kazoo.
That's right.
That's what they're after, right? And you, and they promise that and they've delivered on it. So players will go there.
Yeah.
Like to get Fifita out of Queensland is a tough gig.
Yeah.
From what I hear of this guy, he does want to leave Queensland full stop.
I'll tell you what the Roosters did though. They're smart. They got fucking Holbrook.
Yes.
As an assistant.
100%.
Yep.
So they planted him down there. Fifita's got this relationship with him. Then I heard Fifita's going out with
NRLW players. So they're going to sign her.
The Roosters signed her.
Yeah, we were trying to do the same thing. We were trying to sign her and get Fifita at Canberra, but...
Oh, really?
He came and visited the facilities and everything.
You should have got Holbrook, mate.
It's just there's no, what shits me is they get first pick. Whenever anyone's on the market, it's like two or three clubs get first pick.
But they're also clever, right? Getting Holbrook was genius.
Yeah.
Oh, but he would have come without Holbrook, I think.
Oh, they reckon it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And that was the clause. The clause was, if Holbrook isn't there, he can pull the pin.
Anyway.
So...
Tino's the same. That's DCT.
He'll be going there.
Cunt Titans. That's what DCT is, right? So this guy, Tino starts at the fucking Storm.
Right. Gotcha.
And then he goes to the Titans. Now, remember a year or two ago, the Bulldogs were offering him $1 million a year and a pub.
And a pub. Yep.
And a fucking pub. And he turned this down. Here's why he turned. He signed a 10-year extension at the Titans.
Yeah.
But he's got a clause in his contract too, so he can go from 2026.
Right.
He can just fuck off. He's out all injured. So fucking Titans, they give him a clause that he can go the year after next. If you're giving someone 10 years in a sport like rugby league, they should be more than happy, right?
Yeah.
You're getting guaranteed top money.
Yeah.
He has a player option, Tino, for every season up to 2033. So
Jesus.
That means he can fucking take their money.
That's 20 years.
Yeah. He can take their money or just take off.
And they can't get rid of him if he's
if he wants to stay, he's shit. So he's got all the power. So they've been talked into this thing with Fifita first.
Yep.
Dumb fucks. And then knowing that they signed that contract, they get rid of Holbrook.
Yeah.
Right? And then Tino, they're giving this guy like well over $1 million a year.
Yeah.
He's going to get old and slow by 2030, I would imagine. And he can just sit there on that money. Or he can go, I'll go to Roosters as well whenever I feel like it. What are they doing?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I get it. They're a shit team and they have to do things to attract players.
Yeah.
But they are compromising themselves so hard, man. Like, if that's what you have to do to get a couple of forwards.
That's what the rest of the comp has to do, though. That's what the rest of the comp has to do to compete with the Glamour Clubs.
Tino's going to end up
Basically, compete with the Roosters.
Right? Yeah. Tino's going to end up at the Roosters.
Well, he's got the same clause. He'll go there. We know that.
So,
if he sees
are the Roosters killing the comp? That's what I'm asking. Are they killing the comp by just taking, cherry-picking all the best players in the comp and leaving the rest of us with nothing?
Well, we argued about this a few weeks ago, right? Because the rumour was Fifita was going to go to Penrith.
Yeah.
And I said, good, because Penrith, at least, you look at their team, they've got country boys and local juniors.
Yeah, yeah,
they've made an effort to build players through their own system.
Yeah.
Roosters don't do that.
No.
They don't even have a fucking system.
Yeah.
They wait for everyone else to build these guys, and then they just come along and cherry pick them.
Yeah, it's forced us to, like the Raiders have gone, we can't get anyone there, so they've completely depended on the juniors now. And I don't think, the NRL not doing anything about it or investigating or not even allowing people to talk about it, they're the ones who are killing the game. It's not the Roosters. The Roosters are just fucking,
but people are going to stop watching, okay? If the Roosters buy everyone...
Yeah, but everyone else got to do something about it. They've got to stay...
They won't, though. What are they going to do?
They have... We've got to
fucking... Blightus runs the NRL. It's a fucking inside job, mate.
Like, I think the best thing about the Dolphins coming into the comp long-term...
Yeah.
...is they'll dilute some of the... Like, Brisbane have so much to pick from.
Yep.
And at least having another team there means that'll dilute over time, you would think.
Yeah.
Right? Like some young, really good young players in Queensland will now go to the Dolphins instead of the Broncos for opportunities, right?
Yeah.
Whereas at the moment, Broncos just have this fucking pipeline of an entire state of players coming to them.
Yeah, they're fucking...
And they just kill it as a result. So...
So this is a good little article I read on news.com. Fifita's decision to abandon the poorly Titans has confirmed rugby league is now nothing more than a capitalist playground for a handful of Gordon Geckos. What's a Gordon Gecko?
It's Wolf of Wall Street.
Profiting on a skewed economy, bottomless third-party clout, and shifty player agents, elite clubs have bastardized the player market beyond repair with their financial doping. Wow.
Yeah.
That sums it up,
I read
it?
The article. Yeah, it's good.
So if we go full circle,
rich
it should
and
just
stockpiling
be,
origin players. That's just, what teams are doing. They're stockpiling origin players.
It should
players.
Just be open slaver because it's all bullshit anyway. Yeah, and it's third parties, all this shit. Like,
that way we know. That way we can, you know.
We get very serious.
It's been very serious, hasn't it?
How about this? We got Magic Round.
Yeah.
I want Captain Coach Round.
Oh.
So the coaches have to fucking leave. And what you do to make sure they leave is you put all the coaches for a week on Fox 4 Sport in a house, a Big Brother style house, and they have to perform challenges and play stupid games.
What about this?
Yeah, you have to nominate a player. So, like Manly, I'm pretty sure he's coaching Manly anyway. DCE takes the reins for a week, and there's no coaching staff around. It's his fucking team. He coaches them on the field. He coaches them from the bench. He coaches them during the week. Captain Coach Round,
and he has to run up to the coach's box and yell, and then run back down to play.
Press conference before, press conference after.
Yells at the runner what to do. Get in the fucking runner. Then he has to run back down.
Captain Coach Round.
I like that.
That's good.
What about
get rid of him for a week.
You give me an idea. What about key swap lounge, coach lounge, words.
Scrumboat.
I'm just going to call Scrumboat. That's a new catalogue.
Go on.
Key swap coach.
You just get a random coach for a week.
Yeah, so all the coaches put their fucking keys in a bowl.
Why don't you sabotage the team
past.
They go to?
Well, then everyone does it, right?
Yeah.
Then everyone does it. So everyone, they all put their keys in a fucking bowl, and all the captains are blindfolded. They have to walk past and pick, like the old 70s swinger party. They have to pick out the keys, and then
Bennett would have old Volvo keys. You'd be able to pick Bennett straight away.
Either way, I think Manly's coming out of this better than Seabolt. Yeah. Like, I think they'll improve with either option.
I like that. Yes.
Key swap coach.
Get rid of him for a week. Give him a holiday. Let him go.
Yeah. Well, it's happening.
Put him on a fucking island.
Yeah.
But we have to watch what they... I want to see Bellamy interacting with everyone for a week.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a house with Bellamy, Desi...
Oh,
Wayne Bennett.
That would be amazing.
Wayne, yeah.
As they walk in and they're working out who gets the biggest room.
Who gets the bed? Who gets the fucking... You only have one queen-size bed and then bunks. Everything else is a bunk.
If it was one, like, proper room, someone would grab it and then Wayne would come in last and he'd just take their bag and put it outside the door and just walk in and lie in the bed.
And shut the door.
I reckon Trent Robinson would get picked on.
He
would be Stewie, Desi, all the old school coaches would be just fucking putting gonsky shit on him.
Get in there, do the dishes, you fucking redhead cunt. Look at you.
Bennett would just treat Kevy like he's a 10-year-old, like Kevy Wilders.
Yeah.
Like, Kevy, fucking wash my car, would you? Get out there.
What about the Warlock? He'd be doing magic tricks.
He'd be asking for tips.
Everyone be throwing cans at him.
What are you doing? What are you doing the last tackle? We ain't got shit.
What about Ricky? We haven't addressed Ricky. Where's Ricky?
Oh, Ricky would be the fucking king of the house, mate.
Over Bennett?
But Bennett would respect him enough.
Ricky, at the end of each night, be bitching about the dishwasher not being filled properly.
I fucking packed the dishwasher. I put the fucking detergent and none of your guts emptied it.
Fucking idiot.
I like it. What do we call that? Coach Island?
Well, it's Captain Coach Round, whatever you
coach
want.
Coach Brother.
I'll call it Coach Island. It's got a good... Because you could take Scrumboat to Coach Island.
You could. While you're thinking about that, this little fucking gem, it's alleged that a senior officer at Silverwater Correctional Centre used a Corrections New South Wales phone to photograph the penis of an inmate, who allegedly had a Rabbitohs tattoo on his genitals.
That's...
Larry Floyd.
What do you want
What do you got to say about this?
So was it on balls or his stem?
What was it?
Well,
I'd say it's got to be.
His shaft. Well,
if it's a rabbit, if it's a rabbit-o's fucking tattoo, it's on a shaft, mate.
Because, you know, is he getting a hard-on to get the tattoo?
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
I think you would. If who's it's going to be on the shaft.
No one wants to see a wrinkly, flaccid rabbit.
And you'd have to keep the hard on going.
They do if when they go watch South play. You have to keep the hard on going.
Well, to get the tattoo finished.
Yeah. You use jizz as tattoo lotion, I would imagine.
Do you know Souths have set a record this year, Larry Floyd?
Yep.
They,
I do know that.
Have you read this?
No, but I know the
record. No team has conceded 28 points or more in their first 9 games of NRL season. Until Souths.
Can we do this
historically
every week?
Bad like, defence.
New segment, Souths bashing. Just
historically
seconds.
Bad.
Just, I'm not, how could I stick up for him? How could I stick up for him?
This is historical
the only
shit
thing I could,
we're looking at
yeah,
here.
I know. The only thing I can say about them is that we cut the cancer out. We got rid of fucking Demetrio.
He's not the cancer.
He was not the problem. You know he's not the problem. Come
no,
on.
But he allowed it to fester.
He's already on Fox Footy.
He allowed it to fester, but he is not the problem. He didn't take control. That's what happened. If he took control, if he's a good coach and took control.
What's the core problem?
Ben Hornby's taking control?
No, I don't.
What's the core problem, mate?
Well, Latrell.
He had a shocker.
He's shit.
He had a shocker.
He's a disgrace, man.
He's fucking cool.
Now, I was at the pub and I looked up when he scored his try. Now, he wasn't injured. He was suspended. He looks even more fucking unfit.
Mm.
Like he was puffing after 5 seconds.
Yeah. We're unfit.
Just
I don't
give
know
him a vape while he's out there.
The main
let
guys
him
are unfit.
Let him vape on the field.
Apparently we got some fitness expert from the States.
Oh, fuck this shit.
No, but we had him in the off-season, right? We've had him all year and he's done obviously
get
done
rid
nothing.
Of him.
Maybe he's one of those guys that fucking backloaded or he's going to front load the fucking training, whatever they call it, so they get, you know, flog them harder as the season goes on.
Because even Colin Matangi, Colin Matangi's been horrible.
Unfit.
Mate, he's had a baby. He's fucking packed it in.
Cody, unfit.
Yeah, but people have babies, mate. Cody, him, your main guys have let you down.
Oh, fucking earth.
I don't think it's got anything to do with coaching, anything like that. Your main
guys.
Well,
the coach let it happen. A strong coach. Do you think Latrell would play like that for Bellamy?
No, he wouldn't.
Of course
he
not. He wouldn't last a week.
Yep.
Bellamy would yank him off at fucking half time.
Make me horny.
Yeah.
If we go back to like too much footy and injuries and hamstrings, can you see a time where coaches just literally start rotating players?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like for real.
I have to.
Well, I reckon.
And once that happens, that will then diminish the product, and that's when they'll change the draw.
I was talking to Jimmy the Hand about this morning, and he's saying that's what he reckons is happening with Cleary anyway. He's being rotated. There's probably no way an 8-week fucking.
Mm.
If you got Cleary, why would you make him play 20 fucking rounds?
Fucked if I know. Yeah. Honestly, they're going to win anyway most of the games. And you just want him at the right. As we saw last year, you just want him in the last 20 minutes of the grand final.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're flying like the Panthers, you'd rest him constantly.
Yeah, but, why not? And it'll also mean some players will play. I think will play well into their 30s if that starts happening.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like if you had a bloke like Cameron Smith and you're like, mate, we're just going to play half a game.
Yeah.
And we're going to rest you. When we play the bottom three teams, you ain't out there.
Yeah. I think it's just
you can get through another season or two, right?
Yeah.
If we can get more players into the game and beef up these. And I think it's happening because I was speaking to a rugby guy the other day, the juniors.
Second time he's talked about rugby.
They have got no fucking junior teams. You know, they've got fucking Northern Beaches teams playing fucking Penrith in a comp.
Yeah.
They don't have any of those teams in between. They've got teams folding and they've just got this big fucking comp where these guys have to travel across the other side of Sydney to have a game. Yeah. Whereas rugby league, you know, we've got our little local competitions. We just got to keep it up. We've got to get some of the soccer guys around and
keep it up like the bloke at Silverwater.
Yeah. Balls Out No Flops at gmail.com. contribution left unnoticed. All right, psychological tests on refs. Ray Carney.
I think referees need to have proper psychological testing done.
Evaluation?
Evaluation. Just like our pilots go through, you know, the ones that the big carrier planes, they have to go through rigorous evaluation of their psychology. Yeah. And I think referees need to as well, because right now I'm seeing refs fly off the handle. I'm seeing refs fucking happy, go lucky. And I just need to know, do they have anger issues? Is there bipolar? Or should they all be on bipolar medication to start with? I think they need to just. I just want a nice,
smooth, even,
medicated even. Ref round.
What even about emotions? Some MMDA?
What about even. Different fucking substance each week?
Microdose, yeah.
Like meth ref round. If you're not watching meth ref round, you're not interested in rugby league. Or Australia.
Erratic refereeing, that one, mate. That would be.
That would be the best ref round.
Stoned ref would be
awesome. Just let it fucking roll.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That'd be fucking coughing up a lung. The 20.
But, yeah, so I think they need psychological testing, because right now there are some refs, you could tell they've had a fucking shit day, and they're coming out and they're angry straight off the bat, and they're blowing six against, they're getting in players' faces and everything, and they can't handle their emotions.
So could we, is it possible then that we could set up a way that they could release their tension before the game?
Yes.
So we could get...
wound up refs,
For the male refs, they could get a hand job.
Yep.
Okay, and they could just...
make the job much more attractive, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Many more people, young men, thinking about refereeing. Yeah.
So when you go into the ground, okay, you've got to look under your seat, and if there's one of those hand clapper things, you've got to go down and give the ref a fucking hand shandy, okay?
Can't just be random people.
Why not?
What happens? And have you been to a rugby league game?
Yeah, I know. That's what's funny. You'd be shitting yourself.
How good would smack ref round be? They're all just on smack.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking great.
That would be good. Just leaned up against the goalpost.
Just nodding off. Zigs again. You're right.
I think they do, mate, because I'm sick of these six agains.
Well, what about like Coach Island? You got like some sort of retreat where the refs have to live for the entire season. Okay. They can't contact family.
Yeah.
Family's being looked after. They get a weekly video from their family frolicking.
Yeah. They're like hostages.
Well, like hostages, but treated really
astronauts,
well.
Astronauts, I would have thought.
Astronaut hostages.
Yeah. They're treated really well. Astronaut refs. They're treated really well, right?
They get on what our t-shirt. Want. Buy one.
Yeah.
Just 1 year. 1 year, isn't it?
Once a year.
Once a year.
So they're like, there for 6 months. The whole season they're there.
Yeah. Michael Collins on Apollo 11. They're just up there on their own.
That's
while
it.
While Neil and Buzz go on the moon.
They're all together. They're all together in this big fucking nice house.
Fuck that. Imagine being in a house of refs. We wouldn't be able to do shit.
We're not
there. Oh, my fucking God. Dad, you can't fucking put that there.
We're not there. We're not there.
They would be irritating.
That would be an abomination. A house full of refs.
But they're all the same. So they get waited on. They get their food cooked. They're not allowed to interact with the outside world. They're not allowed any outside stimulation.
We will see their true
with the outside world.
We'll see their true characters come out.
I saw that brisket cunt in the outside world.
Oh, Ziggy.
Yeah.
You need to. You need to.
Brisket.
I threw a hamburger at him, but it fell apart. Like it was one of those shit hamburgers from the ground. It just fucking fell on the ground.
There's a bit of bottle throwing at Parramatta apparently at a touchy on the weekend. Yeah, someone chucked the bottle.
Well, it just that happened to Novak Djokovic too, right?
Yeah, that was a metallic bottle.
Yeah, but it dropped out of his bag, though. The poor guy didn't throw it. He bent over to shake his hand, and it dropped out of his bag.
So it went a foot before it hit him.
Yeah,
they said Djokovic, he had to get medical attention.
He lost.
Oh, he lost the next game.
He's
off.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah,
wait till Hamas hear about this fucking tactic.
Be a good halfback, bud. Novak
Explosive
Djokovic
bottle in the bag. Yeah.
Novak Djokovic would be a great halfback.
Oh yeah,
you seen that? Can you can run all day?
Yeah, but plus he could fucking good kicking. He'd be arguing with the ref the whole time.
He'd be great. Boris Becker would have been a good second rower. It's fucking.
Federer would have been a good fullback.
Now, I'm going to let you behind the curtain for a second. We did that ref thing last week in the lost tapes, and I can't remember what we said, but it bared no fucking resemblance to whatever we just said then. Like, fucking,
we didn't have a ref. One thing was the same. The goalpost.
Well, there was a lot of ref shit last week, right, with Casey Badger and all that. There was a lot of bad calls.
They need to find out, before these guys start refing, their fucking mental health, their psychology, but also what teams they go for, what teams they barracked when they were kids. They need to get all this information together.
What about when we were kids?
And
Floyd.
Stop it.
Greg Hartley. Yeah. Greg Hartley was a lunatic ref.
He
was so bad one day at Cumberland, this housewife in the old para home ground jumped the fence in her shorts and thongs and abused him.
She was all right.
And then when he finished reffing, like Cole Pierce way back in the day, Greg Hartley went into commentating, remember? It was him and Peter Peters on 2GB, and they were really good.
Yeah.
Mm. And he was the most openly rabid Bulldogs fan.
Okay. Oh, really?
So he had been reffing for like a decade and a half, and he was just like this incredibly rabid Bulldogs fan. You're like, how's that fucking work?
And that's not fair. And like, you can turn the game with six agains now, mate. I saw it with the Raiders Manly. The Raiders got all these six agains.
I'd like a 12
again.
They came
back. 12 agains, good.
That's good. If you do 2 6 agains, the next one's a 12 again.
Yeah.
The next one's an 18 again after that. And then it's 24.
Yeah. I go straight to the 24.
So go straight to the 24.
And then a 48.
I like
48
that.
48 again?
I like
that's unlimited tackle. We're back in the 60s. The people, they used to play unlimited tackle.
Yeah.
And then when they decided unlimited, can you imagine how boring? You just like, you just run from dummy half every play.
Yeah.
You never pass. Why? You just bore it up, right?
Yeah.
And then when they decided to change, they changed it to four tackles.
Four. It was to four. Yeah. I remember
that's
four
a tackle. Dramatic change.
They went from unlimited to four. Kick on the fourth.
And tries used to be three, and
tries were three.
Goals were one.
Yeah.
Goals were one?
Yeah, goals were one.
Were they?
I think so.
Tries were definitely. I remember tries being three.
Tries were three.
I like the 12, yeah. I don't mind that. I don't know about 18
and
24.
He hates the 6, but he likes the 12. That's not even fucking...
It's a real kick in the gut, isn't it?
Sense. Oh, I hate it, the 6... Can't stand it. And you never know what it's... Like, you sort of know what it's for, but...
That's what I mean. Now it's just... It's basically going along with how teams are going. So if you watch, I did it. I watched the Raiders Manly game. Manly got all these six agains first half and they piled on the points. And then it turned after the second half. Raiders started getting them and then we got back in the game. So it's dramatic, man. And if the ref is just calling them, they've got to be blatant.
I have definitely been to games in the last couple of years, including Bulldogs games, when we were at our absolute peak shittest, where... We would be losing like 30-0 at half time, right? And I'd say to people, and we would have been pounded on the six because we're a shit team, we're struggling, we can't get back, or we're cutting corners, right? So six again. And it gets, and I'd say to people at half time, we'll break even in the second half because we'll start getting them all now that the game's over.
Yeah, right.
Like when there's no chance for us to win. Yeah, and I'm not saying the refs have been up, but honestly, it was just, you could see it sometimes. It was just like, well, we'll even this out a bit.
Yeah.
Like, you used to hear the refs very clearly. Now they do those six agains and you get no explanation. Yeah. So they can just go, oh, fuck it, six again. Whatever.
It's usually offside, right? It's usually offside.
There's some terrible calls or holding.
All right, let's go to Magic Round. It's Magic Round this weekend. Ta-da! Obviously, the round of drugs, alcohol, and wife neglect. So there are 8 games played in Brisbane starting on Friday night at
the big
6
one.
p.m.
Big.
This is the coveted spot.
Big.
This is the opening. You're opening Magic
opening
Round.
Acts,
both you guys
mate.
Opposite
Ta-da!
Me.
Yep.
Opening
you
Magic
guys
Round.
Did it last year as well.
We do it every year, mate. Every year we're first.
So who are we going? Who
missed out this year?
Dragons.
Dragons.
Good. Should have been the Titans.
Should have been South.
Fuck them. Raiders Dogs.
You got us.
I'm going to do our tips.
You guys are favourites. I can't believe you guys are favourites.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. But easy favourites.
Rapana's back.
Yeah, Rapana's back.
Consent
you know,
Pana.
But
consent Pana's back.
No one's given us hope. No one's given us hope as usual.
There we go.
As usual.
Shut up.
You know, we're on the rebuild, but that's all right. We're still winning.
Watch Sam Hughes, front rower for the Dogs. He's all right.
Yeah?
This kid's all right. They actually have a front rower all of a sudden.
So who are we picking out of this?
Oh, I honestly think that's an even money bet, this game.
But who are we tipping?
Who are we picking? I'm leaving that to you, man.
Yeah, I can't.
But I think...
Who are you picking? Come on, Floyd.
That's Dogs.
I can't fucking believe it's round 11 and Drew Hutchison's still our halfback.
That's crazy.
He's the most unfit player in the NRL.
And what about fucking, why aren't they playing Taff in the halves? I just don't understand this.
Taff's not even in the team anymore. No.
What's he done?
He had a blinder before he got concussion, remember?
Yeah.
And then they've just dicked him.
I think he's seen Seraldo nude and Seraldo might have a micro penis.
Yeah. I would say this will go to extra time and the Bulldogs will win.
Okay, well, I got Bulldogs by 6 here.
Okay.
I think Bulldogs could run away with it. I think this is a game that we're going to take easy.
No chance. You got some of your team's actually looking okay this week. You're getting some players back. You're getting some cattle back.
All right, let's go. Next game, Manly Broncos. This will be a corker.
Broncos,
next. Boy. They'll lap them, mate. Without Troy Rich.
They'll lap them like a...
Hey, while we're there, can I tell you about DCMs?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's dumb cunt Manly. So I was looking at this game with one of our sideline correspondents from Sydney Magic Round earlier in the year, and I said to him, pretty shit, he's a Broncos fan, it's pretty shit how Manly gets a home game up in Brisbane, right? I get it. Mm. But it's not just because it's Magic Round. The Broncos have not played Manly at Manly since 2014.
Jesus.
This is so
because Manly agreed in 2014 to switch the next 8 years of home games to Brisbane for that fixture.
They had a fucking gun. Yeah. They had a gun to their back.
Can you believe that shit? And they gave away a decade of home games against the Broncos.
Why?
For cash.
For money.
For cash, yeah.
Well, fuck them then.
But it was when when they were shit.
Yeah, what other teams are doing this with Brisbane? Because they travel to Sydney maybe 2-3 times a year.
That's Shawshank shit.
That's like up there with fucking dumb cunt Titans decision making.
It's disgraceful.
Joke. That's going to be ugly, that one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think Manly will.
Is there any chance Luke Brooks is going to pull on a blue jersey?
Well, the way shit's going, I think we'll do our Origin special next week. Mm. But the way things are going, if they're down to him or Adam Dewey, who's still injured.
Well, there's talk of they offered him $150,000 a year. Dewey. I think South should snap him back up.
I would take him.
You're trying to get Angus Crichton back too.
Yeah, I'd take him
too. But I have it on good authority that Angus is going to go much further west.
Oh, really?
He's going to Penrith.
Yeah. He's good. He's really picked it up. But, dear, Sam won't have him.
He cut his fingers off for you.
Yeah.
Sam won't have him.
He and Sam had a fucking to do because bullshit. Do you remember a few years ago we were going for the fucking grand final? Then there was some chick that said Sam flashed his dick at her online. Yeah. It was Crichton's fucking girlfriend, sister or something. He set him up, apparently. That's the talk.
Crichton set him up.
Crichton had something to do with it. Sam Why would that be?
Allegedly.
Reading this, mate? In fucking cubicle in fucking Redfern? Where are you getting this fucking telltale?
That's where he gets all his good tips.
Never you mind.
Broncos are going to win that by a lot.
Titans, Knights.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, we got a tip here, so.
I don't know.
Titans, Knights. Go to Titans.
Foreign's out.
Foreign's
Titans
out.
Titans might be my second team. Titans.
Brimson's out too.
They're my special team.
I've tipped the Knights.
So there's just no playmaking. They are playing, how do you like this? Titans are playing Sam Verrills at halfback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's what these fucking shit teams do, mate. They're just trying to get their teams together.
Holy,
we don't have three halfbacks.
That's an underwhelming back line the Titans have got for this thing. Wow. I still don't like any team that's fucking hookers named Aaron Hoover. Just doesn't appeal to me.
Aaron.
I was speaking to someone and
really?
His name's Aiden and he had sex with a girl called Aiden. Do you know a girl called Aiden? Have you ever heard that name?
Yeah, I had sex with her too.
I was there.
And I said to him, did you groan your name out? Did you go, Aiden? And
do you yell names when you have sex?
No, but I think if it was someone that was the same name as me.
It's like, Papali! Rapana! Desentpana, sorry.
I think if it was the same name as me, I would
no
it out.
No way!
Carney!
You call out your own name.
Carney!
Kenny! Carney! He can.
Give it to me, Carney!
Jesus. What a fucking spectacle that would be. What? Anyway, I think the Knights will win.
All right, so this match of Magic Round is next. I reckon Sharks, Roosters.
Unfortunately, all that Roosters talk, they are well in it, mate. Oh, and I think they are the
I think it's them and Penrith.
Yep.
And Broncos.
Well, Broncos, if they get their players back at the right time of year.
They will.
And I think they're to three, and there's a massive gap to the rest.
Yep, I agree.
They are right in there. And
so we're picking Roosters. Yeah,
I love the Roosters.
I fucking hate them.
You love the Roosters.
What about that try, that Sam Walker kick across the field?
Fuck that.
Now, that kid, whether he stays here or goes back to Queensland, is about to get a fucking sack of money, Sam Walker. Like, he is about to get paid, well, he's like a little motherfucker.
Leprechaun, isn't he?
They've only got him for one more year, so they're either going to re-sign him or he's going to go back up north.
He's going to the end of the rainbow.
Manly might throw the fucking house at him because DC will be done by then. He's going to be, as we always say, there's not many good heart facts around.
Well, Ben Walker played many years for Manly.
He's going to get a shit ton thrown at him.
From his daddy.
A team that had Tedesco, Tupu, who's a State of Origin player, Manu and all that, and then Suwali, the best up and coming. And then they go and buy Dom Young. And they're throwing out money for Gagai, and the only reason he didn't come was because South, his family wants to stay in Newcastle.
South missed out on Suwali and Dom Young, right, because of fucking JD. Oh, Suwali because of Bennett. Bennett refused to sign that contract.
I would have
rugby contract. Yeah. But Dom Young, Sam had him signed, sealed, and delivered. And JD said, no, because I wasn't involved, he's not coming. And I had a sook. And this cunt's just scoring tries at will. So fuck you.
They've got another couple of big buys coming their way as well.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Yep, the Clearys.
Let's just point out that Cronulla beat Melbourne last week with Daniel Atkinson at 5'8 in his third game and Cam McGuinness at halfback.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my missus was saying Cam's playing halfback. I said that can't be true.
He was.
Yeah, because they got the other.
Shout out to Kurt Mann at the Bulldogs, who just decided for 20 minutes in our game that he was the halfback.
Yeah.
Stop it with your shit. Mate, if you want to see a mixtape of hospital passes, watch the second bit of the first half against Penrith. What a fucking joke.
That's on Saturday, that game.
That's big. Roosters, mate, are looking shit hot.
All right, moving on.
Abomination this is.
Clusterfuck.
Holy shit. I don't even know who to pick.
Going for just South. Don't watch.
For this top eight
I can't
reasons.
Even look at Rabbits Tractors.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do here.
I'm going Rabbits.
Really?
Because I want Cowboys to lose. I want Cowboys nowhere near the eight.
Yeah. How can they be nowhere so shit, this Cowboys team? Look at their players.
Yeah. This will be fucking rock bottom for Cowboys if they lose against you guys with all those plays out.
They're not going to lose. We're not going to win another game this season. We are not going to win another game this
season. Hey, win one somewhere.
Maybe when Campbell Graham comes back. Another thing against Demetrio, the mismanagement of his injury. He should have got the fucking surgery in the off season and he'd be playing.
Your number 22 this week is Liam LeBlanc. I'd like to see him play.
LeBlanc. So you don't have too many out. I thought it was ridiculous that you had so many players out, but it's not too bad.
You've still got most
of your players.
Thank God.
Your front row is Kepi and Mawali.
Yeah.
Like that was your main guy. You got Latrell Cody. You've got your wingers back this week as well. Alex Johnson's back. And so is Tane Mill.
A young man named Latrell Mitchell at fullback.
Yep.
He'll probably be up for Magic Round. Vegas and Magic Round.
Doesn't matter, mate.
This is your team, though. This is not like...
No Cam Murray.
No, it's not.
But it's only Cam Murray. Who else?
It's no halfback. No Hawkins.
Jai Gray.
Hawkins. They weren't in your bloody team to start with this year.
They were the only good fucking players.
Yeah, but they're not... You can't count them as Campbell, Graham, Campbell.
Who are we picking in? Cowboys, right?
Liam LeBlanc. Well, Cowboys lose this game, Warlock's got to be on the chopping block, man.
I want a bit
Payday's,
of drama.
Yeah. Payday's got to go.
I want a bit of drama. Go the Rabbits.
Sports bet say $3.30 for South and $1.34 for the Tractors.
And Cowboys are running away with it.
Warriors versus the Panthers.
That's a good game.
Yeah,
that's
like it used to be. Bang.
Used to be a good
on that
game.
One. Let's move through. Come on.
Yeah.
Why? Get somewhere to be?
I want to blow my nose.
What do we got? We got, Storm Para.
Para up for this sometime.
Moses is back.
Is he?
Yep.
Okay.
No, Gutho, don't.
No, I don't know if Moses...
No, he's back.
You reckon?
He's back.
I haven't named
Guess
him.
Guess who's back?
He's back. They said he's back for this game.
We'll see.
Mate, they haven't named him.
They haven't named him.
Still got Danny Brown in there.
Nah, he's back for this game.
I like Melbourne.
Yep. Yeah, I think
Melbourne two in a row. I think. Like, did they get Hughes back? Melbourne.
Melbourne. Well, no, but they got young Wishart.
Son of Rod.
They get Coates back.
Oh, mate, Wishart, your favourite half.
Son of Rod. Remember that name.
So, yeah, Xavier Coates is back in.
Then Dolphins, Tigers.
God,
that's a good. I'm enjoying those Bulldogs and Tigers games. I just like to see it.
I love a Tigers game. They're always entertaining.
Yeah.
So if we bet $10 on that, because I was on our tips, we get 137 back.
It's nothing, mate. Bet 1,000 on it.
Okay. I can put 180
got,
on.
I got up.
I got to spend 180.
I think the Dolphins are going to kill it in this game. Tobias Fido's back.
Yeah.
Jared Wallace is back. No Papali or Papali'i and no Bateman for the Tigers. But the big in for the Dolphins, the big in that no one's talking about, but they should be, is Edric Lee at number 21.
Wow. Street Justice.
Street Justice is still in the house.
He's been fighting crime. He's been away fighting crime. And he looks
fucking happy in his Dolphins team photo, yes. Street Justice.
Wow.
The memories with this man.
He's lost a bit of weight.
Hey,
he couldn't afford to lose weight.
Do you still love him, Ray Carney?
No.
I do. I still love him.
Melbourne 2016 prelim final. He fucked us.
He did a right boogerelli on us.
You. He did. He did.
Shout out to Val Holmes. You can bomb a fucking try when you want to as well.
Yeah.
And a quick balls out to the, what's his name? The fill-in fullback.
Oh, the chip Trey and chase Fuller.
Try. What a fucking try.
Apparently, hopefully, if we sign Bennett, he's bringing him and...
He's not even on a 30-man. He's not even in 30-man. Yeah. He's Fuller kid.
Fuller and what's his name? Their hooker. What's his name? Yeah.
Marshall.
Marshall King.
Marshall King.
Apparently, they're on the radar to come down, and we're going to give them Cookie.
You do make all this stuff.
Yeah, I just lie there and dream.
Cookies fried.
I have a sandwich.
Cookies fried. Unfortunately, fried.
What could happen?
Tigers started well, but man, they're hitting the wall, aren't they?
Yeah.
Benji, sack him.
Good luck to Dewey. Dewey is the next coach of the Tigers.
That's a big call.
All right. So thanks for listening. We have gone well over time. Hopefully this one works, because if it doesn't, it's all over.
We're retiring.
Oh,
this doesn't work. We're fucked.
Okay, so see you next week. Have a very good week in rugby league, and goodbye.